sermon. The bulletin says Jesus in the storm, but they've got one word on it. It's Jesus and the storm. Now, don't rely on my PowerPoint. We're going to use our Bibles, because I don't have the verses on my PowerPoint. Let's look up Matthew chapter 8. Now, let's look at this for a second. Oh, all right, I'm so sorry. It's my throat got dry. Alright. Anyway, in this verse, like this passage is not only found in Matthew chapter 8, it's also found in Mark chapter 4 and Luke chapter 8. But the reason why I chose Matthew chapter 8 is because Jesus performs miracles here. Here, the title of the topic says, Jesus cleanses a leper. So starting with verse 1, when he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, the leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was gone. And here, verse 5, when Jesus went to Capernaum, a centurion came to him pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. Well, anyway, you guys know the story. The centurion said, no, that's not necessary. All I need you to do is just say the word, and it shall be done. And Jesus was amazed. He was like, man, I've never seen this great faith anywhere. I've never seen this great faith in all of Israel. Wow. I wish I had that faith, really. And here in verse 14, as you can see the title on the top, I'm reading from the New King James Version. Now when Jesus had come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother, well, his mother-in-law, lying sick with a fever. So he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and served him. And man healed in the evening. Okay. Oh, many, my bad. Many healed in the evening. So then after Jesus healed his mother, he healed many other people. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. All right. Now, skipping to verse 19. Then a scribe came and said to him, Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to land his head. Anyway, in other words, he has no home. Then another of his disciples said to him, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. But Jesus said to him, follow me, and let the dead bury their own dead. In other words, just don't worry about that. It's okay. All right. Now here's the passage of the great storm. Now, if you guys are wondering why I'm not reading from Mark, I'll explain to that later. Here, verse 23. Now, when he got into a boat, his disciples followed him, and suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea, so that the boat was covered with waves, but he was asleep. Then his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us! We are perishing! But he said to them, Why are you fearful? Oh, you of little faith! Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a wind. Okay. He arose, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Now, why did I choose Mark instead of Matthew? Because I like the fact that Mark emphasizes what Jesus said to the storm. In verse 39, then he arose to rebuke the wind and said to the sea, Peace! Be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And the disciples were amazed. They were like, wow, what kind of man is he? And even the winds and seas obeyed him. My brethren, we have storms in our lives. It could be a loss of the job. It could be a loss of the family. It could be, I don't know, our grades or classes. You know, it could be that, you know, somebody, some little kid stole or a little lollipop or candy or a toy. Or it could be that somebody stole our bike. It could be health problems. We all got storms. But man, now let me go to Mark. Because really, it's hard to have faith. We can't see Jesus. We can't see Jesus, but these disciples, this is why I chose Matthew, because these disciples, after seeing all these great miracles, all these great wonders, after seeing it with their own two eyes, they were like, Jesus, hey man, wake up. Well, we're about to die in a storm. Don't you care about us? Look, right here in Mark chapter 4, he was speaking in parables such as Luke, that's why he didn't pick them. But one of the parables was the mustard seed. To what we liken the kingdom of God, or with what parable shall we picture it? It is like a mustard seed, which when it is sown on the ground, it is smaller than all the seeds on earth. But when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all the herbs, and shoots out large branches so that the birds of the air may nest under its shades. Man, if only the disciples had that faith. In this parable, he shared it in Mark, like three verses before the passage where it says the wind and wave obeyed Jesus. He still didn't get it. He spoke in parables, and he explained the parables to the disciples, and he performed miracles, and they still lacked faith. How hard is it for us, you know, to go through these storms in our lives? How hard is it for us to have faith, but we can't see Jesus, and these disciples could see him? And well, my storms while being in Argentina, one of them, well, after I had a great time in the Sun Reset trip, which, you know, the picture I had addressed to Charlie Chaplin, well, you know, I told my mom happy birthday. Well, 3 days after my mom's birthday, my father passed away. And it was hard for me. I was like, and she told me this on the phone because we would talk once a week on the phone. What? Are you serious? No, this can't be. No, I don't believe you. No, are you serious? And then the next day I called her to see, are you sure he wasn't unconscious? Are you sure he's not alive? She said, yes. And he had no heartbeat, and that was one of my storms being in Argentina. But my friends were there for me because I told them about it, including my friend Chachi, my roommate Caesar, and they were like giving me Bible verses, and they were just there for me. My roommate's father died that same year, just earlier in the year, and you know they were there for me. You know that's what friends are for. I experienced a lot of friendship in Argentina. And also, the next year, coincidentally, my grandfather died. And I was ticked. And I didn't feel like crying because I already cried for my father's death. I didn't want to cry again, but I did cry eventually. It was hurtful that my grandfather died. And I still wanted to see him again. You know, I wanted my grandma and grandpa to visit us here in Indiana. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. But you know, I told this to my friends and they were there for me, they supported me. Well, my friend Chachi, I'll just give you a visual concept of him again. Right here. His grandmother died this year and he was grieving. He found out this the night before his final exam in grammar class. And I didn't have class the next day, he did. And he didn't want to wake up the next morning. And And I had a feeling he wasn't going to wake up, so I decided to wake him up because he's not an early waker. So I woke him up. I was like, man, get up. You have a final exam. But yeah, but it's like, we're an hour away. Yeah, an hour away from the exam, so you have time to study. That's why I woke him up. Because he and I were next door neighbors in the dorm. And I'll wake up later. So I woke him up 30 minutes before his class. It's like, man, look, I don't feel good. My grandma died. I just want to stay here and do nothing. And I was like, listen, man. You know, I know how you feel. But you know what? My father died and my grandfather died. You know? And I'm still moving on. You know, I'm still studying and I'm still doing what I got to do. Now you get off that bed and you're going to ace that exam. And he listened to me and he got up, and as a result, he got an A on his, not only his final exam, but on his final grade. And, you know, he was there for me too. Well, we were there for each other when we were sick. And it was my best friend from the ACA group. And, these were my best friends in the WAP, where I was studying. But anyway, time already ran out. What I'm trying to tell you is, we all have storms. We all got problems. And it's easy to lose our faith in God. You know? But I thank God. I serve a powerful God because He helped me go through those storms when my father died and when my grandfather died. Also, there were times when I missed the calf hours to go to lunch and I was almost broke and I didn't have enough money to go to a restaurant. And not every restaurant accepts credit cards, and I was complaining and whining. And so God provided food for me. I went to somebody's home to ask for food, and the person gave me food, lots of fruits. And there was one time where my own peers, and my dad's Cuban, so my own Cuban peers, one of them saw me, and I told him that we were talking. I told him what was going on, and I missed a calf hour. So he brought me to his home, and we had food that day. And let's see what I'm missing. And my friends also had rough times. Like I told you, the Peruvian girl, Kelly, she had rough times. Her mother was in the hospital. She had rough times in Peru, but she came here. Thankfully, she feels better now. And I was there for her through those hard times, through those storms. But we got to remember that Jesus is there for us through our storms. If we remember that He's in our boat, we just got to, you know, we still have to pray for Him. We have to pray to Him, I bet. We have to pray to Him. But we still need to have faith. We have to have great faith. I wish I had that faith that the centurion had. Really, otherwise I wouldn't be whining so much. If we know that this is not our fault, He was calm. Jesus was relaxed. Like, this is no big deal. It's just a storm. Boom. Game over. Shut up, storm. And, really, there will be a time where there's going to be tribulation. But this will be near Christ's second coming. We've got to be ready. And, Don't look at me as an example just because I'm preaching, because I'm not perfect. Look at Christ. Look at Christ as the example. He's perfect. He's the one you should follow. I'm a sinner. I'm a human being. I make mistakes. I don't even deserve to be up here preaching, man. The only one who deserves to be up here preaching is Jesus. Anyway, because He practices what He preaches. His heart practices what He preaches. But there will be a time, that time comes, the end. It will be the end of the world when Jesus will say, "Peace, be still," as Mark chapter 4, verse, I believe it's 39. And it is 39. Yes, when He will come and there will be a new earth. But first we'll go into heaven and then there will be a new earth in the great Jerusalem. I'm not going in the exact order here. But you guys get the point that there will be a time when there's going to be ultimate peace. And there will no longer be storms such as these. There will no longer be storms such as, or even worse than these. And that time will come. That's how we'll come and we'll finally see Jesus face to face. I would just run up there and hug him, like, everybody get out of my way, I want to hug Jesus. And yeah, see, he has his arms open wide just for me. Yeah, no, well, I'm trying to tell you this. That time is the time we should be waiting for. That's the time we should prepare for, and that's the time we should pursue. And that's the time that I will pray to God, and I will pursue it, because I can't wait to see my Lord Jesus in heaven. What about you? Are you ready? Are you willing to pursue this dream that's been going on for years, to see Jesus face to face in heaven? Well, there will be no more crying there, no more sighing there, no more essay papers in college, no more health problems, health issues, financial problems, no more credit card debts, no more kids stealing your candy or kids stealing your bike. No more of that. Aren't you ready to see that time? Where you finally, I mean, not just Jesus, but all the Bible characters that will be there. Yeah, that will be the day. That will be the dream. So once again, I ask, are you ready? And are you willing to pursue that dream? Because you know, Jesus will be there for you. Just that, have faith. He's going to be there for you through those storms. And he's going to be there for you to fulfill that dream. And as a matter of fact, I'd like to have a word of prayer. Let's close our eyes. Dear Lord, let this message carry on through their hearts, Lord. And to be honest, I appreciate the opportunity you've given me, and I thank you, Lord, that my mom also gave me this opportunity to let me speak up here and tell all these people that you love them. And you love me, and I love you too. Thank you for all the wonderful things you have done for me and for each and every one of us. In your name we pray, amen.